Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Sports Talk here on AM 1340 KXEO. Matt Pilger, Michael Dougherty, Leighton Maskey. We had the birthday song all queued up for Maddie Tolbert, but, you know, she didn't make it in this
Apparently
morning.
Apparently, the celebration was a little bit bigger than what we thought.
Yeah, we do want to say happy 18th birthday to Maddie, as she'll be back in the studio next weekend. Coming towards the end of the year and a lot of holiday tournaments that have been going on. The Great Eight tournament over in Jefferson City. Montgomery County boys looking really, really good.
Yeah, no surprise. No surprise. Also, the MACC shootout going on. And, of course, there's a tournament going on down in Rolla that our guest has probably played in once or twice.
Well, I bet that's right. As a matter of fact, back home for the Christmas holidays, DJ Long. I want to say good morning to you, DJ. Welcome in.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. Of course, DJ is playing college basketball in Kansas City Community College, and you know, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about your season. Tell us how things are going over in KC, if you will.
I would say things are going pretty good. You know, we are 10-5. We did just lose right before break, but other than that, it's been pretty good. You know, we're trying to find a way to stay consistent, though. That's the only thing.
Absolutely. You know, the difference between high school and college basketball, we were talking a little bit about that before we went on the air. A little bit quicker pace in college. Tell us about that.
I'd say it's a lot faster than high school. You know, playing with a shot clock, and then you got other guys that are just as athletic as you are, you know, picking you up full court, turning you and stuff like that. And you know, some guys are much longer and stuff, and stealing and passing lanes and stuff like that. So I would say that it is much quicker than high school basketball.
I found it interesting. You were telling me before that you have not actually gotten to play on your home court in Kansas City yet this year. There's a renovation going on over there. Tell us a little bit about that, too.
So our floors being, they was working on over the summer, but then they found another problem, so we haven't played like at our home court so far this season, but next season we will. So we've been using other people's gyms. We've played at Rockhurst a couple of times, and then Metro and the city and stuff like that. So, you know, even though we don't have like a gym to call ours, but we still play other places and find a way to like win games on our home floor. So, yeah.
You mentioned talking about the difference. What kind of guard size are you facing? I mean, you're 5'11".
Yeah.
On average, guys guarding you, are they your size? Are they 6 foot? They 6'3"? They 6'5"? What are you looking at?
It's been a mixture. I would say it's no shorter than like probably like 6 foot. So I'm going up against like 6'2" guys, 6'3", sometimes 6'5". But there's been like a couple of times where like they're shorter guys, like shorter than me, like 5'9", you know, 5'10". But yeah, it's just a mix up of sizes in college.
You're about halfway through your season at this point. How many games do you play in college?
I think we got about 28. We're going into conference play whenever we get back from break. We just got done playing like 15 games before break, so yeah.
So you were back at Thanksgiving for the alumni game at the Mexico High School. Talk to us about that. Who all made the trip back to play against the current team? Did you get to catch up with some of your old teammates there?
Jordan Shelton was there. I mean, he still looks great out there. He's still athletic, you know, knocking down shots even better than what I've seen in high school. His motor's pretty high still. You know, Michael White was still there. He's still pretty good. He still got it. Day, I think, was there too as well. You know, he was still defending and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was great to see those guys and catch up with them.
No doubt. Who won that alumni game? Can we say that?
The alumni won that.
All right. Very nice. So what are the plans for the rest of the season? Kind of your goal? I'm assuming that you're going into conference play. You want to win that conference. Do you guys have a playoff system that you go into after that?
I would say our goal is to definitely win conference, because last year we were conference champs, and this year we were ranked number two, even though we won the conference last year. So we definitely want to win conference and make a statement to all the rest of the teams in the conference. And we feel like we should have been that number one team going into the year. But, yeah, we want to win conference. And then hopefully get to the national championship as well.
Absolutely. Do you kind of like playing with that mentality of a chip on your shoulder whenever you feel like, man, we should have been ranked a little bit higher? You don't get ranked higher. Is that extra motivation for you guys?
Yeah, I would say that is extra motivation. We talk about it all the time. You know, rankings don't really matter, but whenever you do something and you're not number one, then you feel like you should be that number one, then you kind of like play with a chip on your shoulder and want it a lot more.
What do you think about that KCK campus? I've been on that campus. It's been almost 20 years ago. At that time, it wasn't real big. It's kind of a little bit bigger than the high school. How do you like that?
I would say I like it. You know, they got the new dorms like 3 years ago. So
oh,
we're,
nice.
we're living differently now. It's like an apartment in our dorm. But the campus is pretty nice. You know, it is kind of smaller, but I don't have any problems with it. But yeah, I would say it's pretty nice there, though.
My question is always about the food. How is the food over in Kansas City? Tell us about that, if you will.
The food is great. There's food places all over. You
know, that's the barbecue. Yeah, let's start barbecue.
Yeah. That's what they're known for.
Do you like barbecue?
Yeah.
So your dad, does he like barbecue?
Yeah. I think whenever we first went down there, we added a barbecue spot.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, is when he came up, you guys went out for barbecue, what was the spot? I'm curious.
We went down to Legends Outlet, and I think it was Granite City we went to. That was there.
Ribs, brisket, yeah. What are we having?
I think we had ribs.
Mm. Can't go wrong with ribs. I mean, I'm starting to get hungry.
You're talking about brisket. It's making me hungry.
That's right. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in early this morning. I want to wish you the best of luck
on
the season.
You get up this early anyway. Am I right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. Best of luck to you. Glad you got to come back here and visit everybody during the Christmas break. You're back at practice next week. Is that when it starts back up?
First, yeah.
All right. Best of luck on the rest of the season, and let's stay in touch. And find out how you do the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, DJ Long, our guest this morning. We're going to take a small break. We're going to come back. We're going to have the round table. It's all coming up next. You're listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO.